This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Dear friends, turn that volume up. It's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, and Danny. And John and Les are here too. And we're so pumped that you joined us yet again for another day of love and merriment. Potty, potty, potty. Hey, how you doing, girls?
I'm doing so fine. I am. I'm doing great.
I'm doing great. I'm a little bit nervous.
You were nervous a bit because about what I'm going to bring.
Yeah, I have no idea what Serene's going to bring.
I don't have any idea what I'm going to bring.
Whatever,
either.
You got your thing clutched.
No. It's not a big, like, it's not like I've done this big study. It's just like, Pearl called and she's like, two parties to do. And she goes, I got a real practical one.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, listen, when I gave the Dear Serene
party,
I basically put in a nutshell everything that I think about health and my health journey. Yeah. So I feel like just for now, I kind of like blurted it all out and I don't really have anything practical. And all the things that I would take one party on, I put them all in one.
That's true.
I just like hashed it out. So really, I could just share what I have been thinking about personally. And that's going to be scaring the practical peeps off.
So do you want all the practical peeps to turn off?
Just turn off if you just want to have like practical pinpoints, because this here, well, actually I'm going to twist it around to practical at the end.
Okay.
But like I really was thinking, what can I bring? I gave it all on in Dear Serene. So I really only have what I've been mulling over personally in the spirit.
So this is good spiritual.
Oh, this is good old, like.
Is this Bible thumping 101?
No, I'm not even bringing a verse except for one.
Oh, okay.
But it's deeper spiritual stuff. Okay. It's for the believer.
All right.
But if you hold on to the end, like Popsy, if you listen to the end, I got something for you. I will twist it around for you.
You know we try to make Popsy listen all the way through.
If you listen to the end, I'll give you a show bag with gummy bears.
Okay, it's funny that you said show bag because that's such an Australian thing.
Yeah, if you go to the fair, you come home with a show bag. You know, if you go to a birthday party, you might come back with a show bag, like something treats inside you can get to show mommy and daddy, look what I got, you know?
Oh, a show bag. What do we call those, John?
Listen.
It's like the parting gift or something?
If you
party favor.
Stay to the end of this spiritual thing, you will get a little favor at the end, a practical favor. Like if you eat through all my cereal.
Yeah.
All my spirit-filled cereal.
Yeah.
You may get a little practical.
You know,
treat.
In John and my private conversation over here off mic, he just reminded me of, he didn't mean to, how much I hate those party favors at the end. You know, like now I'm supposed to throw a party and my kids, what am I going to give you? Nothing.
Yeah, no, I don't give him. I don't give him, but I'll take him. Okay, go through.
Listen, if I'm putting a party on and buying special treats and going to the effort of baking a cake with extra pieces for your children, like for the children that are coming, guest children, that's their favor.
That's enough.
I put extra work into that thing.
Dude, you know? To lift a finger for a child not my own, you would think that I had given my life for the world.
But that's off topic.
Sorry.
That wasn't very spiritual. Wasn't harmonizing with the bottle I'm about to bring. I'm just teasing.
So sorry.
Actually, other times that I've brought spiritual, like I'm like, I've got meat for you. You know, I've actually felt the weight of the meat that's about to be thrown on the barbie.
Yeah.
But I feel like this is just my personal thing.
This is for you, not us. But we'll listen
it's just,
in.
It's Go. Where I'm at. It's
Go,
just
girl.
So, the verse Mark, in the book of Mark, chapter 11, verse 24 to 25, it says, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. I've read that verse my whole entire life. But I always thought, okay, I have to believe. And if I believe, I'll have it. If I believe, I'll have it. Ooh, God, you know, I believe, help my unbelief. You know, like give me faith. It's like this belief. I was all hung up on the belief part. And the belief part is important. But I'm just got this new revelation. And half of it is because I've listened to this awesome teaching from this wonderful French lady. For the first time I've heard her name is Audrey Mack. And I don't know what she's like except for this one teaching. So, I mean, I may have just got the best of her, but I tell you what, it was amazing.
Yeah.
And it got me thinking. So some of what I'm saying here, it's kind of a revelation that God has been bringing me to in my journey, in my health journey, that I'm walking with my son, Arden, mm-hmm. too. that has, you know, walking out of cancer. But I often am, what's the word? Wrestling with what I believe, how I'm believing, and the whole theology and the whole practical action of healing and what's my part and what has already been done for me by Christ. It's one, if I'm looking quiet, I'm often thinking about this. This is my subject that's very close to my heart. And so it's some of the things that just naturally is I'm teeing in this place in my journey. I'm teeing and God is giving me this revelation. But last night as I was going to bed, I heard this lady, somebody sent it to me and it was a God moment. And so some of the stuff is I've got from her teaching. But so I'll read it again. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. So believe what? There is a key here. The verse pinpoints that it's not just believing in belief, it's believing something. It's a believing that you'll receive. So receiving is the whole pinpoint of the verse. So when you pray, what are the things you ask when you pray? Believe that you receive. It's not just, do I believe in the healer? Or do I believe that he is able to heal?
Right.
Or do I believe that he's even willing to heal everybody? Or that, yes, I believe healing has already been accomplished on the cross. It's not just that. I can have all of that down, but still not be in line with this verse. Because the pinpoint, the very crux of this verse is, believe that you have received. And receiving is different than just mentally thinking, yes, healing was accomplished 2,000 years ago on the cross. Yes, he is willing and able to heal me. No, receiving is deeper. Receiving goes, it is more of a personal, it brings it down to a very practical place inside of your soul. And so to believe that you receive is that you actually have the check in your hand. And when you have a check in your hand, you know, whether you go to the bank that day or not, you own it.
Mm.
You have it.
So, yes, because a lot of our belief, I guess, when we're praying for healing or something is like,
he's
going to.
Yes.
Can you bring about this?
Right. And you believe he is able. He's the healer. I've come to the healer.
He's going to be healed.
But more, this verse is saying, believe that you receive. So a lot of the belief is the receiving. And so, And it's like opening up a gift that's already been given and you're just opening it up. And children are great at this. Children are great. And in this a story that this lady Audrey Mack, she said, it was gorgeous. And I could actually bring up a billion stories of my own children that are just as cute with their whole attitude towards believing and receiving. But I'll just share hers because it's fresh in my mind because I just listened to it. She's talking about this child that she named Matt. It was a hypothetical story. And Matt really wanted a bicycle. He wanted a bicycle so badly. And so he went to dad and said, Daddy, 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 I want a bicycle. Can I have a bicycle? And Matt's dad said, hey, I would love to get you a bicycle. Can't go out and do it today. But when I get my next paycheck, I am getting you a bicycle. Yes, Matt, I'll get you a bicycle. Matt's like, thank you, Dad. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. You're the best, Daddy. You're the best, Daddy. I love you, Daddy. And so for the rest of the day, he was like, I've got a bicycle. Oh, my goodness. I got a bicycle. My daddy brought me a bicycle. He went to school and was like, hey, guess what, Sue? My daddy got me a bicycle. I got a bicycle. And he just going on about this bicycle. And then he put up his hand in class and said, hey, teacher Marianne. Guess what? My daddy brought me a bicycle. I have a bicycle. And the classmate said, no, he does not have a bicycle. We saw him walk to school. He does not have a bicycle. But see, in reality, he didn't have a bicycle. But in reality, in his mind, he'd received the bicycle by the promise.
Yeah.
And that's all that really mattered. It's like in his mind, it was as good as done. Like his daddy said he believed the integrity of his father. His father was a good man. His father always kept his word. And so when his father said, yes, you will have that bicycle, It didn't need to be in his hand that day. It's like he already received the check that represented.
It's so true. And it's like another thing, like even autumn right now, you know, we might be going to Guatemala for a Trim Healthy Mama thing to look at our products and investigate some things over there. And, you know, we told her, you can come. So in her mind, she's there. I mean, there's no like, okay, she's got the trip.
Yeah.
The trip is hers.
Yes.
She is not in Guatemala right now, but the trip is hers.
Yes. Yes, yes. And so there are people coming up. No big deal. Good on you, mate. Hi. Great day.
Great day in the morning.
And I love that about children. And my children are the same way. If we say, yeah, this year we're going to get a trampoline or whatever. I mean, they're already jumping up, imagining that they're on the trampoline.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to the story, Matt. So he goes out and he starts cleaning the shed, you know, making a place for his bicycle. He's imagining himself, you know, shining the wheels and everything. His whole mind is about that bicycle. It's basically, he's got it because his whole imagination, he's already imagining himself on it. It's like in the mind, he's already riding the thing, you know? And so, but I love that about children. That, and I believe that's why the Bible says we have to be like a little child if we're going to enter the kingdom of heaven. And the kingdom of heaven is not just like heaven, the place like that we hope to go to one day if we're good. No, the kingdom of heaven, it's a spiritual heaven that we can enter right now and be citizens of.
Yes.
But we have to think like a child. We have to think like little Matt who just, he received it. He didn't just say, okay, Dad, okay, well, I'll believe it when you get me that bike. I'll ask you again
tomorrow.
Yes. No, but it was like it was done. You know, I'm not sure exactly when, you know, when that paycheck's coming in for Dad, but I don't even have to worry about that because I got a bike.
Yeah.
The yes was the bike.
Yeah.
You know, and so these promises that are given by God, they're not just to be mentally believed. And that's what I always was hung up. Okay, I believe, but it was all up in my headspace. But I'm really challenged to bring it to this place of, oh, it's already mine. It's already mine. And so I'm not, when I pray to the Lord about my son, when I pray to the Lord about things that I'm going through, I feel like now it's not a pleading. It's not like, oh God, I know you're able, so please. Oh, please. It's like, I realize now, hey, it's already done. He's done it. And now he just promises it's going to be mine. Mm. And all I have to do is believe that I've received. It's that R. So I've got three R's that I'm walking through in my life right now. And the first one is receive. Like, Serene, just receive it. So I receive. I receive this promise and it's mine. But of course, I'm going to do practical stuff. That's where I've wrestled a lot. Okay, so if I've received it, well, why do I have to do anything here on earth about that? Why do I have to eat healthy and why do I have to go exercise? But I've come to work out in my brain that all the things we do, like with the choices that we put on our plates, with all the learning about his gift of herbs, gift of plants, and even creative inventions that he's given to man, you know, all of these things, I do that just because I want to align myself on the same page of the healing that I've received from him. I want to be in harmony.
Yeah.
I don't want my actions to argue with what I'm receiving.
So good. So good. So if we're praying for healing and God's healing, supernatural healing in our bodies, we want to align with the choices that we make. Like we're not drinking sugar sodas. Because that doesn't align with healing.
No, it doesn't.
Now, so, God can even break through that and still heal.
He's so gracious.
Absolutely. But still, right? We agree with healing in all places.
Right.
I love
that. That's where I feel like, you know, faith without works is dead.
Yeah.
And I believe that, you know, that speaking about some different things too, like acting out our faith, where if we say, okay, I receive healing, well, we're not going to go around and say, but I feel so sick and just go on and on about it. You know, we're going to act out. We're going to put a smile on our face. We're going to try and tie our shoes and go on our day. But I also feel like it's these actions of alignment too, that are the actions that are harmonized with faith. And so they're no brainers to me. Okay. I'm just going to align. I'm going to honor the healing I've received and, I'm going to harmonize with it. So living an unhealthy lifestyle is like being unequally matched.
Yeah.
It's light and darkness, they don't match. It doesn't work or make sense. It undoes and it fights with what we say we've received. And so to me, I'm like, okay, so this is, so it all makes sense to me now. I don't have to wrestle about that. So why am I even trying to be healthy? Isn't that works? Isn't that trying to meet me trying to get my healing? And if I've received it, why am I doing? No. I'm not trusting in these things that I'm doing. They're not my chariot. They're not my healer. But this is just how I align myself. This is how I don't undo
and
abuse the healing that I've received. What did you say, Bill?
Agreement.
Oh, agreement. Thank you. That was the perfect word. And it's like saying, oh, God, save me. God, save me. And saying, yes, I feel like I'm going to declare that I'm safe on the ground. My feet are safe on the ground. But you just decide to jump off a cliff.
Mm-hmm.
And say, I know, God, you're going to catch me. And thank you, Lord, that my feet are safe on the ground.
But yeah, even Jesus didn't do that when Satan told him to.
Right. He's like, tempt not the Lord thy God.
I can't pray to not have belly issues while I'm running to the fridge at midnight like a track star.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
And you can't receive it because you're unreceiving it by your decision, right?
Well, yeah, like change the molecular structure of physics. Like, what kind of prayer is that?
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
And I love this because beforehand in my health journey, because I'd always pray, please, please, please heal me. So I had this different, I wasn't a receiver of health. I was a pleader of health.
Mm.
So because I was pleading and I didn't know that I had received or I could receive, then all the works that I did, they weren't just alignment for me. They were anxiety for me. Because that's what I had to trust in. Because I'm like, well, you haven't come through for me yet, God, in this area. So I'm going to have to do my hard work here until you do. And so it wasn't harmony. It wasn't harmonizing with my receiving of the gift of healing that was done on the cross. It was just a whole bunch of like, ooh, studying on the internet instead of like, yes, I'm aligning myself. Let me learn. So this is the antioxidant in black rice. Brilliant. Bring it on. I'm going to add that to my diet. I want to align with your health. I'm going to align with all these things you've given me. No, I was like, ooh, I don't have the money for black rice. Oh, no. I'll die 10 years earlier because I've only eaten brown and not black. It was always anxiety. But I love the fact that I've come to this first step of receiving.
Yeah.
And I wish there was another R that meant aligning.
You don't need to do all the letters.
But I've got two more R's, you see. Oh, well.
Oh.
Doesn't always have to fit. Danny, can you do this for us?
What's another word with R for align?
Hey, John Gus. So we're receiving and we're.
You want an R word?
Yeah, yes. R word that means standing in agreement.
I mean, receiving is one of the top.
Receiving
choices.
Is the first one, Danny.
Okay. We'll come back. If John Gusty comes with it at the end,
starts with R.
So another word that means receive. Right. Another
no,
R
it
word
means
that means
agree, dude.
Oh, another to, R to word agree. That means
to
agree.
Align.
It means
to align
agree.
With.
Like
to
recalibrate?
No.
What? I'm going to just throw in one that's not a very good word. And it's like two thrown in one. Right standing.
I like
my actions to be right standing. To be on the so if I've received, I'm not gonna have wrong actions that don't align with it. I'm gonna have my
what about right actions?
Right actions.
Two words.
Two words.
Unless you guys come up with a better one, tell us.
Yes, write it in 10 months later. Okay, so now I'm not anxious about my works. They're just harmonizing works. I'm at peace and that's so great. And now from this place of peace, not in a place of anxiety, I've come to my third R, and that is resist.
Resist.
So if I've received, what is the enemy wanting to come and do? He's going to want to come and steal my present that I've unopened and that I've opened and I'm enjoying. But I have to resist. And in my journey right now, so I want another baby.
Yes.
I so do. And I'm too young to go through menopause or early menopause. But I feel like that I've been starting, I don't know if they're like sympathy hot flashes for Pearl, but I've been starting to have these feelings and I even missed a cycle.
Yeah.
But I like just turned 44 and for my family, this doesn't happen till late 40s, right? And so I've been.
Well, I told her, hey, I missed cycles since my mid 40s.
Yeah, but listen, I've hardly had a, sorry, TMI, a period in my life because I've always been pregnant nursing. I got plenty. plenty of eggs in the bank to keep going with for a while. Anyway, all I'm going to say is that I'm just like, no, I'm not ending on a loss. And I mean, I'm just believing for this baby, this beautiful baby number 10. And so all these feelings that have come, I really don't feel like it's my season for them. I really don't. I just know in my spirit it's not. So I've been resisting. And so I've just been like, no, that is not my portion. I'm not a person for early menopause.
Yeah.
My mom didn't go into it till 49. She didn't miss a period till like late. I asked her about it Pearl the other day.
Yeah, okay, good. Good to know.
And so I just said, no, it's not my portion. And I'm resisting. And, you know, people may think that's a weird thing. That's just my journey and my choice. Yeah. But for people that have got more serious things like actual diseases, fibromyalgia, actually things, I believe that after the receive, it doesn't mean, praise the Lord if your symptoms go. Sometimes it does straight away. But oftentimes you have to go through a season of resisting where they'll come. But you just stand. So it's not like you're pleading for healing because it's done for you. We know that. In the Bible, it says, by his stripes, you were healed. It is a finished work. The cross is a perfect finished work. So we've received. And after we've received, when this comes, it's not like, oh, symptom, please heal me. No, we've settled that.
Yeah.
Now we're just resisting.
And I think what you're saying is, you don't bury your head in the sand and say, I don't have any symptoms here.
No.
What you're saying is, according to scripture, which we're standing on, is Christ became the curse, right? So we don't have to wear it. So if something comes in and it's a symptom and we declare and receive that healing.
Yes.
I'm not being voodoo or weird by saying, hold on, that is not for me.
I don't say I don't have them. I've actually declared on this mic that I actually have experienced this hot flash.
We're not saying we don't have them. We're just saying that they're actually not ours.
Yes, I'm saying, and it might be fine. Somebody might be my age and think, oh, bring it on. I'm ready for menopause. But I just know my age. I know my family history. I know where I am. And I do know that I'm not saying that I know that it's a promise of God for me to have another baby.
No.
I'm not being there. But I don't think it's a bad thing to contend with until God says
God's
otherwise.
You're God's child. And children can ask their father for things, Serene.
I've asked my father for this. And whatever he decides to do in the end, but I feel like it's not going to be on my head that I gave up contending. Yeah. So when I feel symptoms like this, I've just been resisting. And I tell you what, they have gone, Pearl. I told you yesterday.
Yeah,
I haven't felt one at all for so long. And I feel like all this flooding of very luscious fertility coming back to me.
Preach it. Also, what about this word going back to when you're standing in agreement? What if you are, first of all, you receive. What if after that you respect?
Yes. You are a genius.
I know.
Respect. You cannot receive health and then disrespect it with just your choices of McDonald's and just sedentary life.
You always
life.
Do the poor McDonald's, eh? If they only knew.
Well, they don't fund our podcast.
That's true.
If they did, we'd be pointing out the nice, wholesome salads.
Yeah,
with
we would.
Mandarins that they offer.
You can actually get something.
I love it.
So you've got four R's now. So you've got receive and then respect and then
now
resist.
We're doing resist.
Brilliant.
But it's really fun resisting. It was beforehand when I got
is it fun, is it?
It was very painful. It was like, ooh, now I have to go back to the pleading, kneeling position. But I don't have to do that. It's so exciting. Now I get to be all authoritative.
Yeah.
But it's exciting because God said that people like to be authoritative. Like you get the police people and you're like, we know why you chose that job. You know, you can just tell they love wearing the hat and the gun.
Yeah.
It's like people get a kick out of authority. But I feel like it's a God-given instinct in some of us to want to have authority.
Yeah.
And God has given all of us authority.
There's nothing wrong
and
with it.
And we're allowed
good.
To wear it. And I love wielding my authority over the enemy.
I love that you said that because I've never thought to love it. I always thought, well, I better get out my authority now. God told me I had it. But no, what if I loved it? What if it was fun?
I love being the boss.
What if it was fun? God has fun, right?
Yeah, I love being the boss of the enemy and just telling him to go shove.
Oh, yeah.
Go rack off.
Rack off.
Like rack off your hot flush. Rack off. This isn't my portion. Baby number 10 is on the way.
Yeah.
So I'm so about it. But, you know, literally, and I tell my body, I just declare. Now, this isn't actually scripture. Scripture works best, people. Like speaking scripture of your body, because that I know I can vouch for. Now, I can't vouch for what I do. You might think it's a bit of voodoo, but I feel like God is pleased with me on this. I think
you're his baby girl.
And I say to myself, oh, you luscious, fertile woman.
Yeah.
You're doing so good. You've still got baby years left. And I tell my womb, oh, you're working so good. And I say, hormones keep flowing. And I'm so glad you are. You're doing a good job. I just speak over my body. And I'm not telling you.
There's some good science right there, though.
It may not be Bible, but it's science. But I believe that the Bible wants us to declare his scriptures. There's plenty of scriptures for healing. So if it's healing that you need.
And I just think that, you know, I just think that we have favor with God as his children. Mm-hmm. And so people could say, well, they didn't say, Serene, in the Bible that you could ask God for your 10th child because that sounds silly. But you're God's little girl, and I know the way I feel about my own little girl.
Yeah.
And if she comes to me with a beautiful request,
yeah,
what am I going to do as a father? I'm going to honor her. There's nothing wrong with doing this. In fact, it's very right.
And I know people like you've got to blink in so many, like just like be happy. And I am so happy. But it's just like, I just, you know, I'm like a little 7-year-old at Christmas. It's like, do you have another present?
You and another dolly.
Just another present, please. Just, I mean, okay, if you say no, that's fine. But
yeah,
I'm still going to, you know, I'll receive it.
Yeah, you'll receive it.
But I do want to say about this resisting. It's okay. Like, I don't believe in anger. I don't think it's good to be angry with people. And I don't like angry at God, you know, shoving your fist at God. I don't like that. But I do believe that there is a place in resisting where we are allowed to get angry at sickness and say no. Mm. And just stand up and say, not on my watch. How dare you touch my son? How dare you try and pull that over me?
Mm.
I know better. I'm a blood-bought child of God. Like, rack off. Like, guess what? I think it's okay to be indignant. Now, I don't know if I've told the story before. I may have on the podcast about a friend of ours who was on basically on deathbed, was on bed rest, couldn't move because he had like this spinal issue where if he moved, it would just sever the last part and he would die. And he was just on deathbed pleading out to God for healing, pleading out to God for healing. And he was still there. And then one day he just decided he had enough of this. He had a wife to take care of. He had children. Sorry about this, people, no, but he F-bombed the devil. He just said, heaven, get off of my life. I'm not telling people to talk to the devil. I'm not saying that's biblical at all. I'm just saying he just decided.
Jesus talked to the devil.
Right. But he did this. He didn't just do it with no, his mind was, he spoke the authority of Jesus. He said, I've got the power. He felt, when he told me this, he's like, the power of Jesus, the power of God that rose Jesus from the dead is living inside of me. And with all this authority is what he rose up with.
Hmm.
He rose up and maybe he
could have said the proper words.
Yeah, he didn't necessarily choose the proper words, but his words were like, no, you don't. He got angry at sickness. Now we get angry at sin and we say, you know, we're not gonna allow this sin in my life. I'm not gonna just be like, okay, jealousy and selfishness and mood pitting. You can just hang around for a little bit. No, we're just like, no, you gotta go. I'm dealing with this anger. You gotta go. Well, the same with sickness. We have to rise up and say, no more. Not another day are you gonna take from my life. And so in that resisting, I feel like, and this Audrey Mack lady was talking about these two twins that had suffered this same disease. They were sisters. One had a spunky personality and the one was more of a, you know, just more of a milder personality. They both eventually got healed, but the one sister got healed a year before the other one. Mm. They were wheelchair ridden.
Really?
Like they were dying and they'd been to so many doctors and everything. But the one just got angrier sooner with the sickness and just had enough of it and just said, I'm done with this. But it wasn't just anger of the flesh. It was anger of like, no, I am blood brought child of God. The cross is the finished work. I am not allowing it. Not anger just for the emotion, but anger and no, not a second more will I allow the enemy to steal from me.
Yeah.
And it was an authority that rose up inside of her. And it's just interesting just to note that when we resist, it is okay to get a little edgy.
Yeah, I reckon. Yeah. I reckon it is.
Because so that was the third R. And then I think that I'm going to do a little story too about our mum. And I get a little bit practical here too.
Is this the practical part of the potty?
Yeah, I'm just going to go practical here for like Leslie Pops and those.
This is the gift bag?
The little gift bag. Okay. Those who don't believe, on a lesser powerful note, you know, because they're not necessarily receiving the victory of the cross. Mm-hmm. They're not, you know. But they still can receive in their own way. Like I said, it's not going to be the power of healing that Jesus paid for, but they can receive through things that they've even studied scientifically, like imagining themselves healthy. Mm-hmm. There is a lot to do with just imagining yourself.
Huge. It's huge.
Yeah. There's science to that. And so if you don't believe and you just diss all that I said before, you can take home that point that you still can receive better than what you have.
Well, to me, that's part of the respect.
Yes.
You know, if you're respecting the healing, let's say you don't look at the cross for healing.
Say you're respecting all the herbs you're taking, respecting all the healthy food. You got to align your imagination and your mind.
Exactly.
Your positive thinking. Yeah, Pearl, that's good. That goes with respect. And then they can also resist. Pearl, you told me about a book. I don't believe it was a believer. And I don't think so. But it was a book was called No Time for Cancer. Was that a believer?
No, I don't think so.
Well, this person just said, I resist this cancer.
Yeah.
I don't have time for this. I actually don't have time. I've got too much to do. I've got too many plans.
It wasn't that also a young woman, another one called Crazy Sexy Chris. She did the same and she, a similar journey. She's like,
Yes.
Right.
So I don't believe that. Yeah. That
she got mad at it.
Right. And so it's to a lesser degree. Because,
in our minds, because the fullness, I believe that all healing came from the cross anyway, and we can pick up pieces of it all everywhere.
We can pick up pieces, and I feel like there is pieces that positivity comes from the Lord, using our imagination and aligning it with light and not darkness. So you're imagining good things and not dark things in your mind. This is all of God anyway.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying the cross is ultimate healing. So it's a lesser degree. But this, look at this. People have gotten over their cancers. What about the guy that laughed himself healthy, but like, okay, it's a terminal disease. They say I've got 4 weeks to live. I'm just going to live the best last 4 weeks of my life. So he rented every comedy he had and laughed himself well.
And there's a book I read recently about a year and a half, 2 years ago called Cured, a very recent book. And it was all about spontaneous remissions by a doctor who went and found all the people that had been spontaneously cured from absolutely lethal, mortal diseases. And he wrote down their stories. He found them and he interviewed them. And, all of them had to have been followed by a doctor. It wasn't just someone saying, I'm dying and now I'm not.
I had a friend tell me about that book, Cured.
It's a very interesting book. And it's not like of a Christian mindset or religious mindset. However, they all had one thing in common. All of them. They believed that they could get well and they put their mind into positive mindsets.
Now, all that to say, just to balance it out, all that to say, we cannot, we are beings that can do amazing things through Christ that strengthens us. Right.
Yeah.
And so, these are particular points, like we said, the positivities of God and all this great stuff. But I don't believe we can save ourselves. And I don't believe healing is generated from within us like that. I believe it is a gift that we receive.
Mm.
I believe that we can have breakthroughs and remissions and things like that. But it stems from the cross somehow, like you said.
Yeah.
And it's grace for people to step in. It's the grace of the Lord that God is allowing them to step into that.
True, but science is science.
Right.
They can measure people's blood. Exactly.
Right.
So it's a chicken and an egg thing. Like, who made the science? Okay, God did. Okay, science works. Okay.
Right.
So it's no use.
But what I'm trying to say is you can positive think all you like sometimes and it's just not going to cut it. You need the cross.
True, but it can go a long way.
It can go a long way. I'm just trying to balance that out here, But my mom has a both in her life. She's anchored to the belief of the cross, the finished work. But she, just her whole personality is such that I love some of the sayings that she has in her life and her resisting.
Yes,
she has her great scriptures with which she resists the symptoms that come and attack her life. But she has some great sayings. I love it. She's like, Things come and things go. Things come to go. It only came to go.
Yes.
It came to pass. You'll always hear her saying that, right, Pearl? I love it.
Oh, yeah, because sometimes you'll see your mom, like, why are you limping? Or she'll be like touching her hip or like, and she'll like almost like, oh, was I doing that? Oh, no, things come and things go, she'll say, Pearlie. And so ever we were children and would say this and that, she's like, oh, we'll go. Things come and things go.
That's actually really brilliant from Mama Ruby, because I've sort of not realized I've been telling myself that for about a year now, and it's brought great comfort to those mystery pains and things.
Yes, the mystery pains. Yeah.
The mystery pains, when it's like a new pain you've never felt. And then I think around this time period in your life too, you start pressing on parts of your body.
Yes, you do. You've never pressed.
You know, like, they always press when you hurt, when you press something.
Yes, they do.
Well, that's the thing. You press it and then it hurts. And you're like, man, that hurts. And the more I press, it's like I'm exposing some deep down pain that I would have never caught. And that's what preventative medicine is about. And I should see my doctor.
Right.
But I was rubbing the back of my head the other day.
Yeah. Did you find one of the little like nodule pain?
I found a nodule
parts,
and I was like, never felt that lump.
Yeah.
You know what? I've also been lightheaded. Confirmed. Brain cancer. Or an aneurysm. You know what I mean?
See, my brain goes directly there too.
I go straight there.
But I realize it for what it is, though. I'm training myself out of there, but the natural way, the natural pearl. The redeemed pearl doesn't think that way anymore.
Well, I've learned to do this thing your mom does, which is just be like, oh yeah, there's a pain in my body, and it comes, and then they go.
Yeah.
And it's like the minute you forget about it, it like almost goes away.
Oh yeah.
Like it's not even, or at least it's not even the magnification level it was.
I know that times where I've just seen mom and she's working at the computer writing and she'll look a little, you know, like just worn out. I'd be like, oh mom, you don't look so well. And she's like, nope, doing great. And I'll be like, no, you don't look so well. What are your symptoms? She goes, oh, I have no symptoms. I'm like, no, because like you look like you have symptoms. And she's like, oh no, I have no time to check those out.
I
had all the time in the world to check them out. But she's like, oh no, time to check that out.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
I wonder if 99% of our symptoms need to just remain unexplored.
And there's sometimes things when you have to actually go to the hospital and catch something, you know. And I always wonder, well, when is it time to go and time to ignore?
Like the preventative thing?
Everyone's into preventative and catch this when it's early and catch that. But then a lot of this catching early, a lot of it, you can hate me for it, but a lot of it is catching cancers that would have gone away anyway.
Yeah.
That's what they say. Science is showing.
Or any problem that would have went away anyway.
Yeah, that would have gone away anyway. Now, some of it, like you could say to me listening to this and you're like, if I didn't catch this, it would have spread in my body. That's great. And you had to do that.
That
was important.
Yeah.
Serene, you know, your son, he had to go in at that time.
Right.
So I don't know, but I would have gone in for so many things if I had lived my life in fear, because I got a lot of random
But it was
pains.
A definite confirmed thing. It was a God door that opened too. And it wasn't because he was checking his symptoms, because he wasn't even hardly trying to concentrate on it.
Yeah.
And so I feel like it's when we try and concentrate and we're anxious and we're trying to push doors open, I feel like those are the doors we're not meant to go through. I feel like it will be you will know if it's something that you're meant to go in and get checked. There'll be a piece about it. And that's my last R will be coming up soon.
I'd tell you one more thing about this. In context, I raised my hand.
You good job.
Just to say that I went after like 15 years of not going to the dentist, right?
Yeah.
Because I had no reason, no pain in my mouth. I brushed my teeth. It's like, why would I go see them? Right?
Right.
I went after 15 years. And they had all these new supersonic x-rays and stuff.
I hate those.
Yeah. And they were like, I'm telling, and this is not exaggerated, 7 cavities. Yeah. Right? I had 7 cavities.
Yeah, that's a lot.
From one was completely almost gone, like no tooth, only cavity.
Right.
So I went in and I got that fixed, right? And he's like, man, just in the nick of time. But the budget for these particular types of cavities far exceeded my current budget at the time.
Yes.
And so I didn't go in for any more. And I was like, you know, people's teeth used to fall out.
Right.
And that's just life.
Right.
And so, but at the same time, I was hosting this new podcast, the Trim Healthy Podcast. And these ladies were in my grill about some of my life choices.
Mm.
You know, I think I even snuck a McDonald's cup of Coke in it, like one of the early days.
Oh, yeah. You brought Coke to a party.
Yeah.
Do you remember the uproar?
It may not have been Coke. I don't remember what was in the cup, but we might as well have been. But my point is, I definitely in that time period was at the beginning of changing my diet like globally.
Yeah.
I went to a dentist. So this must have been 2 to 3 years ago. and I went to a dentist, and I'm not claiming any miraculous
healing. Come on, I want to hear the end of this.
Or mindset or anything. But I had x-rays and no cavities.
That's fantastic. Amazing.
Guys, it was like $4,000 or $5,000 in work.
Wow.
And I don't know. Look, I cannot. I know that in some circles, like they would march me to the podium and I would have to tell my miraculous healing story.
Yeah, testimony.
I'm not 100% that's what happened.
Right.
In other circles, they would say you got sugar out of your life.
Yeah.
And
you remineralized your body because you weren't eating Pop-Tarts.
But some people have done that and they don't get rid of the cavities.
I honestly have no idea. I just know that one x-rays had 7 like serious cavities.
Yeah.
And the new x-rays have none. And I've only paid for that
things
one.
Things come, things go.
Things come, things go is my point.
No, but I love it. And then one
but
of
you started to respect, which was the second point.
Yes.
Yeah. Respect.
Respect my body and what I'm putting in it.
Respect.
But you know, it's also this thing where my mum doesn't want to check out all the symptoms she's feeling all the time and her practical sayings. She also, one of her favorite scriptures is, you know, let the weak say I'm strong. Mm. And so it's not lying. It's not being weird to just to imagine and to say and to declare strength over you when you feel weak. It's a biblical thing.
I like to get wizardly about it, to be quite honest. I don't care what people think.
Yeah. So the last four, the fourth R is rest.
Yeah.
And so that's part where it's easy for us as believers to rest.
Yeah.
Because when it's just positive thinking, it's like we're just yanking up our big girl socks or our big boy socks as on our own.
Mm.
But so rest is not as easy. But rest is the fourth R because I realize that I can't even feel like I've received without the rest. That's how I know I've received, when I can rest, because otherwise I really haven't received.
That's a great point.
How do you resolve rest with resist?
Because rest is a state for me, is a state of soul, is a state inside of myself. And I believe that, I don't know if you've ever seen their first Ip Man. I haven't seen some of the last ones. They probably were quite bad and everyone would send me to hell by saying that they watched
them. No, you're the only one that doesn't watch movies like
that. Okay, well, there was an Ip Man and he was very calm. When he fought, he had this peace on his face. And he was like whacking them all dead, you know, with his kung fu or whatever. Yeah. But he just was so calm.
He's still in
it was
rest.
Just so peaceful, and it was kind of like I just decided that that's how I was gonna. Don't write me letters about discipline or whatever. I'm not talking about spanking, but I'm talking about training my children.
Yeah, you don't.
I used to feel like I had to raise my voice and say, "Okay, now I'm done with that. Clean up your room." Blah blah blah. But I realized I can have authority and not. Like get all colorful with my voice.
Yeah.
I can have, and I don't
and
have
get
to
get all exasperated and weary in your body and your mind.
Vanjie's husband, our sister Vanjie's husband, Howard, is an incredible father and he has the respect of all his children and he just says boo and they all jump, right? Yeah. But he's never raised his voice in his life and I don't think he's ever had an unrest of soul when he's trained all those 10 children.
He actually gets quieter.
He gets quieter and very zones in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I feel like resisting the, I mean, you can even be loud and be at rest.
That's true.
I need to try the Howard approach.
So it's. I'm not saying you have to go whisper, "Devil, I resist you," or "I'm not going to suffer these symptoms and I resist them." You can go and yell if you want. There's a place for that. Like that story of that man.
But you're resting in the fact that you have received.
Yeah.
Too.
So I'm not worried as I resist.
Yeah.
I'm confident. Rest is a confidence.
It is.
So I confidently resist.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm really enjoying. After all these years, and I'm sure that I'm just really on the first few rungs of this ladder and I have so much more to learn, I'm excited about it. But I love the fact that I've come to this new light that I no longer have to plead for healing.
Mm.
I don't have to say please because he's already given it to me. All I have to say is thank you now. And so I really love that. And I love the fact that I don't have to stop respecting my body and say, well, it doesn't matter anymore. I don't have to take herbs. God gave them. It's respect. I'm doing the respect healing. And I love the fact, like I said, it's fun to resist. I'm just doing a big thrill.
I love that point.
I'm just doing a big, you know.
It's fun to resist.
Rounding it all up.
A blast with that.
And it's really great in resting in all of it. And resting knows that we're doing all the other three well.
Yeah.
This has been really rad.
Ah, number 5. See ya. Trim up in